This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
And I think we just have to be right now, at this moment, on, you know, red alert mode.
Yeah.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Have you been Rickrolled before?
Good morning. Not only have I been Rickrolled, so when Rick Astley, true story, you can look it up on the Twitter feed going back however long ago, Rick Astley came out with a tour like 2 years ago. He went back on tour, and of course I loved Never Gonna Give You Up, and so I just tweeted at him and said, Rick, I never gave you up, like the pun. And he retweeted it out, and we became like Twitter friends. And to this day, every time I hear that story, I think about how awesome Rick Astley is.
Who knew?
And Mark and Kim, I would never give you up either.
Well, thank you, Griff. We certainly appreciate that. Hey, is it true? I heard some of the reporting overnight that some of this USAID grant money went to like surfing expeditions for Griff Jenkins at some point in the past.
I can neither confirm nor deny such outrageous allegations, but there's always a chance that there was important work that needed to be done. Look, do you know, I just got moments ago, because in our inbox, we're on all these, congressional press releases, lists and stuff, just got a media advisory today. The Progressive Caucus of House lawmakers will hold a Fire Elon Musk press conference. That's coming soon.
Oh, wow.
And we've got Ilhan Omar and Nydia Velasquez and the like that are going to scream. And as just an observation, there's some rich hypocrisy here that the Democrats who are defending unelected bureaucrats at places like USAID spending $40 billion in 2023 to go to taxpayer-wasted projects like the $1.5 million that went to an LGBTQ Serbian group to promote DEI, that they're now becoming unhinged, that an unelected Elon Musk is exposing it.
Well,
it's just rich with hypocrisy.
Well, it's also hypocrisy. I heard some of them yesterday. I don't know if it was Ayanna Pressley or I know that Elizabeth Warren went on and on about Elon Musk and how no one voted for him. And then somebody said, it's not fair that somebody can spend, you know, X amount of hundreds of millions of dollars to help somebody get elected and then, you know, advise them. And I'm thinking, wait a minute now, what did George Soros do with the Biden administration? What did he do with the Obama administration? He's a billionaire who spends a lot of his money to try to influence policy. And I don't know if that Musk is using his money to influence policy so much as the president said, hey, you got some great ideas. What do you think about reducing government waste?
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Based.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to happen because that's obviously not of interest to him. But, you know, the thing in the Wall Street Journal had a great op-ed the other day calling it Hurricane Musk hitting Washington. But when you look at the USAID story, I mean, aside from the, you know, pork barrel spending, wasted taxpayer dollars, whatever you want to call it, there's also some, you know, hard proven, you know, incidences of them supporting groups within Gaza that are directly tied to Hamas. And the fact that no one took a look at that before Elon Musk did is troubling on the surface and at the core, fundamentally wrong.
Well, you know, I heard some reporting this morning that the bigger problem with it, and I think Marco Rubio said he could never get answers when they would call these people up before the Senate. There never seemed to be any accountability for it, is the money laundering aspect of it, that the funds would be allocated to an NGO for one thing, but once the money got there, they completely lost control over how it was used. There was no financial accountability at all, and therefore it ended up back in the pockets of groups that in many cases were politically motivated in what they were doing or how they were spending the money.
You don't say. Shocking that would happen. And right, the auditing, I mean, look, you know, you raise a really important point, Mark, and that is at the end of the day, what Musk has put into play is ripe, you know, wasting of USA dollars wherever they end up. But at the end of the day, Rubio understands that Musk can't shut USAID down. I know it looks like that, but he can't. Only Congress can do that because Congress created USAID in 1998. And Congress put it under the supervision of the State Department. So you would have to have Congress vote to shut the doors on USAID, and it's not clear that they could get 60 votes because you need to get 60 votes in the Senate to do this. You need both houses of Congress to vote for it. It's not clear you could get there. However, because the law that established USAID and put it under State Department supervision, Rubio can do what's needed, which is to simply go in, audit it, find out where that money went, and clean it up and get rid of the waste.
Griff, I'm taking a left turn here, but I know you had covered that awful crash between the plane and the helicopter. And I've heard now that they've recovered all 67 bodies. The victims' families were able to go to the Potomac and visit the site where it crashed. The most recent thing I heard was that the air traffic controller, one of them had left work early right before that crash. Is there anything more you've heard about that aside from the fact that, you know, we know NTSB is going to be doing a thorough investigation?
You know, Kim, and I'm glad you raised it because I was out of town. I flew back yesterday into National, and as I was leaving the airport, just outside the airport is a makeshift memorial. 67 crosses are now erected there, honoring the 67 people lost. And that I've seen the report you're talking about. And then, of course, what we all know now, which suggests that helicopter was 100 feet above where it's supposed to be. And, you know, I don't have any latest insight, and I haven't covered it for a couple of days, but I do know that the NTSB member Todd Inman, that I talked to a lot and interviewed back when I was covering it right at the moment it happened, he's really been pushing, saying, listen, just have patience. We're going to lay it all out and we're going to make recommendations so it doesn't happen. And the dirty secret is that many times the FAA and the NTSB are not friends. And so in the wake of these crashes, the NTSB makes recommendations and then the FAA says, okay, thanks. And then they don't adopt them and they don't take their advice. Now, not always, but sometimes, as I understand and talking to NTSB people, that's the case. And so my hope is that whether it was in that air traffic control tower, whether it was logistical mismanagement on the part of the, you know, Black Hawk, whatever it is, hopefully, particularly in this unique airspace, unlike any other in the country, they will adopt all of the recommendations. And, you know, we are going to have to give the NTSB the patience they require, because it's not going to be weeks or months. It could be a year before we fully find out all of the details.
Yeah. You know, I only read this story myself today, but they're still not 100% sure where that helicopter was, right? Isn't that ground data, ground radar that's telling them that? They were still trying to crack the black box and decode what was in there because it was damaged by water. So I wonder, do we know if they've got that information from the black box yet on the helicopter?
We don't know that.
We don't know that. I didn't think so.
It's a great point. Yeah. And that's what, and I think that even if the NTSB may have that, they're not wanting it out there quick and fast, because they just don't feel the pressure, the time constraint. They're going to wait until they've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's on
right.
it. So,
right.
But it's a great point. I mean, you know, different data points are putting it at different locations, and ultimately they're going to have to be able to recreate down to honestly the nanosecond the exact positions, because we have these corridors, as we've all heard about helicopters, that need to fly in this space. You're moving generals from the Pentagon straight across to the, you know, White House and the like. And ultimately, we can't just choose to not have a shared airspace, but we've got to find a way to make sure this never happens again.
Yeah. Griff, are you working on anything today? Are you back at work?
You know, my story is the remember when President Trump issued the executive order ending birthright citizenship, it was halted. It was paused temporarily for 14 days. Now you've got the second federal judge, a federal judge out of Maryland, that put it on indefinite hold, saying that the president lacks the authority to end it because it's constitutionally protected. And I think ultimately the takeaway there is that this is now on a fast track to the high court, ultimately.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, buddy, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. And listen, I'm going to be filling in for somebody on Fox and Friends weekend. So if you need your news on Saturday and Sunday, wake up early and tune in.
Outstanding. We'll be watching Griff. Griff Jenkins there live in the nation's capital this morning. Always great to get him on.
Get more at 971talk.com.